When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we got a very highly anticipated interview for all the jits out there, I guess you might say. Tyler Bandouda is in the building. What's— how you feeling, man?
On? What's going on? Gucci, man. Gucci.
Hyped to have you in here.
Hyped to be here.
How long you go away for?
I was gone for like almost a month and a half, probably like 45 days.
Okay, so what happened in this situation?
This situation happened. They're trying to say like we did some shit type shit, but feel me, it was all false. You feel me?
They're trying to say you did a drill.
Yeah.
Okay.
And most dell, they try to say we had did some shit like that, but you feel me, it wasn't even nothing like that at all. Like we ain't had nothing to do with nothing. You feel me? But
why? What evidence did they have against you, or how were they able to even try to make this case?
I guess. When the situation hadn't happened, the last thing he seen was, you feel me, the cars that we was in.
Oh.
Feel me? I guess that's all he could, like, really remember. You know, I was in a bright car, you feel me? So, you know, you're going to remember that bright car, you feel me? It was a bright car, that's all I knew.
Okay.
So, you feel me? But.
And this was in Tampa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, and so you were just in the jail there for a fucking month and a half?
Yeah, man. I was on, I had a VOP hold, though. I ain't had no bond because I had a hold because I was on probation. My probation was out in Miami, but you feel me, I had a show in the O, like the day before that, the night before I got, you feel me, arrested and shit. The same day, actually, I had a show that night in Orlando. Shout out to Mello, you feel me. I got out, when I got out, I had redid it. Uh-huh. I did the whole show over a swing. But yeah, though, like, was on noodle.
Wait, so okay, what was it like being locked up for that month and a half? Is that the most time you ever spent behind bars?
Nah, it happened. That shit happened around last year. The same time I got arrested. Around last year, I got arrested the same time.
For what?
Same thing.
For some another mistaken identity.
You feel me?
Really?
Yeah, it was really off of a car though. You feel me? A car that they seen type shit. I had took a picture in front of the car.
You need a different car. Or like a bunch of different cars, maybe an Uber.
It wasn't in my car, though, you feel me? Like, it wasn't in my car, just took a picture in front of the car.
Uh huh.
You feel me? And like,
and then somebody did a drill in that car.
Did a drill in the car.
What?
And they said it was my car.
But if they're gonna link me to a car, I would think that they would need more.
You feel me?
Like me owning the car, proof I ever drove the car.
So when they picked me up, the officer said, when he had I had me on the ground and shit. They had him pick me up and shit. They like, oh yeah. He like, oh, where's your mozzie? I'm like, I don't got no fucking car. You feel me? I ain't got no car. I ain't got no license.
Right. So these cops are super tuned into social media in your area? Mm-hmm. Damn.
Then where I'm from, they don't like us. You feel me? So it's like.
Right. I mean, that's what they always say about Florida, though. From my experience, I've had this conversation with a lot of people. Florida got some of the worst cops in the country, the least tolerant.
They dirty, man.
The most eager to lock your ass up for some shit, where in a lot of other states, the cops, the tone is just different. Like a lot of other states, it feels like the cops are not really looking to lock everybody up, and they're kind of like.
It depends on where you from. I say it depends on where you from, and like.
You ever see these videos going viral in New York where the fucking people will be barking on the cops and just calling them bitches and
don't do shit.
All this shit?
You do that shit down here, them crackers liable to beat your ass.
That's what I'm saying.
You feel me? They liable to beat your ass out here.
That's what I'm saying. It seems like it's crazy out there. But okay, so you feel like Tampa in particular has a real big investigation into rappers? Anybody who starts popping off as a rapper, you get a lot more attention?
Really, I was really finna say that. No cap, I was really finna say that. I was finna say it's really big on rappers too, cause like, you feel me, like, that's rappers anywhere. Like, when you from your city and you a rapper and you like, you turning up in your city type shit, them crackers gonna hate, you feel me? Like, they gonna be on your dick trying to find a way to like, you feel me, break it down and just, you feel feel me? Keep you off the streets, you feel me? Keep you out of, like, winning. Like, that's what they want to do for real. I ain't going to lie. Them police down there, they know me, like they really know me, like, you feel me? And they're like, listen to my music and all. Mm. Like, I done got investigated and all. They asking me, like, oh, yeah, my little brother a big fan of you.
Really?
Real deal, like, telling me, like, my little brother a real deal. Like, ain't your name Taliban Duda?
All right, so serious question, though. Do you think that they're racist, or do you think that they just genuinely think you're a piece of shit and think that you should be locked up?
Yeah, that's just the second one. They ain't racist. You feel me?
I mean, the racism is probably part of it. Like, at least a little part of it, right?
Probably is a little bit, but nah. They don't want us on the streets.
But when did you start getting in trouble? Like, at what point did you start to get locked up?
I caught my first charge at 17.
For doing what?
I got caught with 2 guns.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, but, like, it was on some shit, like, we could talk about it, the case over with type shit. It was on some shit, like, my big cousin, actually, I don't know why I say my little cousin, my big cousin type shit, like, he was out on double bond.
Mm.
You feel me?
Props to you, by the way, for rolling a backwood and a paper with the script. Is that Fronto?
Yeah, that's Fronto. Okay. That one Fronto. This grabber.
And you burnt it a lot before. Yeah. Okay, and that's grabber, not a backwood. Yeah. Okay, interesting. I respect the fact.
I don't smoke backwoods. I don't like backwoods. They make me sick and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't like them shit.
What's different about the grabber?
It's just like the grabber give you. I could taste the weed more. Like with backwoods, you taste straight backwood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Okay, I got you. So wait, your cousin had a charge, or what were you saying?
Yeah, my cousin was out on double bonds, though. You feel me? He was out on double bonds, and the incident happened, just happened type shit. So, but my cousin was out on double bond, and I had seen undercover police, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
You feel me? So, he ain't see him, I seen him. Like, so I'm like, I told him, give me his scrap, you feel me? He was really like, ain't want to give it to me, but I was like, man, just give it to me, bro. So, like, I guess he knew, like, I knew something that he ain't know, so he gave it to me.
And you guys aren't licensed to carry these,
nah,
right?
Nah, I was a juvenile. I was on the same team.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, though, like, crackers had to end up jumping out on us. And, like, you feel me? I ain't even run. Like, I don't know why I ain't run. I was finna run, but I don't know why I ain't run. But, you feel me?
And they got you. Oh, so.
Got me. That was my first charge. I went to the little juvenile tent.
How much trouble you get in for having 2 guns at 17 in Florida?
I mean, you don't really get in too much trouble because, you feel me, like, it really depends on, like, how many times, like, you feel me, you done got arrested and all that extra shit. Like, me, I ain't never had done got arrested. That was my first time getting arrested. So, when I went in there, you feel me, them crackers really be on some shit like, man, like, he ain't doing nothing. Like, he just, you feel me, wrong place, wrong time, probably with the wrong crowd.
So, they were being a little more forgiving at that time? They hadn't fully decided that you were trouble yet?
Yeah, then at the same time, it was juvenile, too. So it's like, it's not really a big of a deal, you feel me? You just going to go in that bed.
Where I grew up, if a 17-year-old got caught with 2 guns, I feel like it would be a pretty big deal.
Where are you from?
New Hampshire. Like a random-ass place outside Boston up on the East Coast.
I mean,
we'd be driving down to Tampa to go on vacation when I was a kid, though. Orlando, Miami, all that shit.
See, you know, it's stuff everywhere that you could do that's fun. Like, everywhere for everybody is different.
Right. But that does say a lot, though, that we went to where you're from to go on vacation when I was a kid.
People still do that. They come there to get on, like, ride, to go to theme parks and shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit here and say the O, like, just that, but a lot of motherfuckers go to the O for, like, Disney World and shit, but that's not the O, you feel me?
Right.
I'm not from there, but I know that's not the O. That's just where motherfuckers go, you feel me? You get a little vacation in, you feel me?
Right.
But don't just think it's always just, oh, you can go there and have a vacation.
Right. Well, I mean, New York has one of the worst murder rates in the country, and it also has Times Square, which if you go there, it seems like the nicest fucking place. But we also know rappers who fucking have had attempted murder charges in Times Square in recent memory. You know, L.A., obviously, like, the home of fucking gangbanging, and then you got Hollywood Boulevard. You got Santa Monica Pier. There's, like, nice-ass, touristy-ass places, too, you know?
L.A. crazy.
Yeah, you like it out here?
Yeah, I love L.A. But it's, like, ever since, all that shit been going on, like, motherfuckers be getting robbed and shit, like.
Yeah?
I ain't really been out here like that.
But that make you want to move around differently with what happened to Pop Smoke, PNB Rock?
Yeah. That shit, like, it's like, it ain't safe for rappers out here, for real, like. Then it's like, that'd be another thing, too. Like, the police, like, you feel me, they be on rappers' ass and shit like that, like. But, like, you feel me, like, we got to protect ourselves, too, you feel me?
Right.
Like, we our own brand. But you feel me? In they eyes, you feel me? They gonna see, like, we just, like, you feel me? On some other shit, we probably criminals or something, you feel me? Like, they just don't want us to win type shit. But we gotta all, like, we gotta protect ourselves and, like, we gotta protect our brand. Like, we are, if we our own brand, you feel me? Because a lot of niggas, you feel me? I'm an up-and-coming artist still as I speak, you feel me? I might be signing out, but I'm still up-and-coming, you feel me? I'm still trying to get to where I want to get. So it's like, you will see, like, all these big rappers, like, bigger rappers, like, you feel me? They got security and all that extra shit.
Right.
Everybody can't, you feel me? Everybody not finna sit here and get security and do all that extra shit. So
right.
Sometimes it might be, oh, the artist might have that fight. The artist might have to protect himself.
Right.
You feel me? But they don't see it like that at all.
Yeah, but I would say that in L.A., definitely as an up-and-coming artist who got some jewelry and you got some clout or whatever, maybe some people are looking at you as a lick, whatever. Even with all that, it's like the cops are not the thing to be worried about. It's definitely like the streets are the thing to be worried about. And one of the things I see people doing wrong is either they like get some bad information and they come out here and they linking up with weird people.
Linking up with the wrong people and all that shit. Like me, I just stay to myself, you feel me? Like, I'm tapped in, not here though. Like, I ain't going to say I'm like, I ain't tapped in because I'm tapped in with a few people. I just really like be trying to stay in my own lane though because like, I ain't from out here.
Right.
So, what the fuck I'm gonna do?
Right. But I mean, you know how it gets where you're at.
I know how I get where I'm at.
You know it gets crazy out here. If I was you, because like, all right, I remember there was a time period where like Youngboy was out here and he would be out in hoods, like popping out and SUVs and like politicking with people and shit like that. And there'd be other hoods who have beef with that hood posting up a picture being like, if I catch him, he hanging out with these people and shit. And I'm just like, what the fuck, bro? Like, Youngboy is not a part of this LA street shit. He should just have security, stay in the crib. Just you have no reason to want to be wrapped up in the politics of LA.
And come with that gangbanging shit though.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing is that somebody like him, he loves street shit and he's just as curious about what's going on in LA as he is where he is at.
I can't even lie to you. Like, I'm just like, the streets just like, I don't know. You'd be fucked up about that shit though. Like, you can understand, like, you feel me? A lot of people that grew up like YB or whatever, like, that's why motherfuckers can't really relate to him type shit. Cause like, everybody kind of grew up the same way, just different. Different times, you feel me?
Right.
Everybody really going through, like, was going through the same, still going through the same shit.
Right.
It's just different times.
Who's the current GOAT of, like, street music? Because I feel like the conversation a lot of times is, like, Youngboy, Dirk, Kodak, Lil Baby maybe. Throw him in there for sure. Sales-wise, you got to be up there.
Yeah, but I ain't,
Who are you listening to the most?
Who I listen to the most? I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I be on no cap. Heavy.
No Cap's super underrated.
He's underrated. Very, very
amazing music, amazing lyrics, super well written.
Very underrated.
Yeah. Amazing, like, melodies and shit. I went to his show. We did a vlog at his show. Everybody should go watch that because the way he rocks a crowd, those are some real fans.
Yeah. He got some real friends. I was some fans. I'll be seeing that shit. Real shit. I'll be seeing that shit.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm going to be real with you. Like, I watched the interview with you before I really started listening to the music, and I definitely didn't expect your music to be as good as it is because you were kind of like just, you were high as fuck, just like moving around at the Dirty Gold Bastard interview. Yeah. I was like, I was expecting the music to be a little bit more dysfunctional, but then actually, like, your voice is really good. The melodies are real good. Like, I was actually very impressed.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Appreciate you.
No doubt.
I'd be like, I'd be in my own lane. No, like, I can't even, like, I feel like I'm different from everybody else.
Mm. Do you work at the music a lot? You spend a lot of time in the studio?
Yeah, I do.
What's that like? Like, what's your typical session like? How many songs you record in a session?
I take my time with my songs. So, like when I when I first started rapping type shit, like, I used to write. So, you know, everybody start off writing. So, you feel me? I used to write, and, like, the song I used to make, like, probably, like, if I got a 6-hour session and I wrote all my songs type shit, I'd probably do like 5-6 songs. Each hour I'm doing the song. Like, if I write it, how it was, like, if I write it, I can lay it down in an hour fast.
Right.
But like, if I'm freestyling, I take my time with it, you feel me? Like,
that's what you do more now?
Yeah, I do freestyle way more. So, like, every time I go in the studio, 6 hours, I make probably like 2-3 songs.
Right. What do you like doing more, like the street type shit or the stuff with like the guitar beats that's more emotional?
I like them all. I ain't gonna lie, I like them all, but I do favor Pain. Like,
right.
I favor pain music. I feel like that's my strength. You feel me? Like,
that's like a whole genre.
That's a whole genre.
When we talk about No Cap, Young Boy, you know? Yeah.
I ain't really put all that out. Like, I just put this shit out, but. Like,
really?
My real deal pain, like.
You feel like you got a lot more to offer in that department?
I know I do.
Mm.
Most deaf. And the gangster. And, like, I do it all, though.
Right.
Gangster. Love. Pain. Whatever. I go commercial, all that.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're down for that?
Down for it.
Who'd you sign with? What's the management deal and all that shit?
I signed with Brooklyn Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Who else has he worked with?
He worked with Kodak.
Oh, okay.
Cardi B. He popped them off. Kodak, Cardi B. He got the legit that look like K-Flock. He been rocking with him just not too for a little bit. He got a couple people though. He got some people. They got like Warner Bros. They got some people Warner. They got some people from Tampa. They got a couple people from Tampa.
So when do you get with them? And how did that change the trajectory of your career?
I got with them like, damn, I don't know how many months that was ago. I can't even think, but it's really like on some family shit though. Like Johnny grew up with my manager, them type shit. Mm-hmm. So, but Johnny was on some shit like, you feel me? He told me like, he got a vision type shit, like he want to take over the whole Florida like he did with Kodak. Like, you feel me? When he popped off Kodak, he had a vision, like, but he don't think no artist in, like, Florida could do it but me.
Mm.
Feel me? So, like, yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, dope.
So, like, how at what point did you get to in your career before you signed, though? You already had videos with M's and all that shit, and did they just see and did you do all that yourself? Like, you got yourself popping and everything?
Basically, yeah, I did. Like, to be honest, like, really, like, when I first started rapping, it was in school and all that shit. So, like, I really got lit in my city from school, you feel me? All the schools in the city used to repost my shit, like, then the streets, you feel me? Like, I was always in the streets, but you feel me? I turned up in school, like, with all the friends at other schools and shit like that.
That's smart.
Like, when I dropped out, it was just, I was all in when I dropped out.
Right.
When I dropped out of school, I was just all in.
Why'd you drop out? Because you were getting in trouble?
Yeah, I ain't never used to go to class no way, though. I ain't gonna lie to you, like, I'm smart as fuck, but it just wasn't in my head. Like, school was what I wanted to do.
Right.
You feel me? Like, I used to, like, always think, like, shit, I could be doing something more than just sitting in this class listening to these people.
Right.
You feel me? They in here getting their paycheck, and I'm just learning from them, not getting no money. I'm going home every day broke.
There weren't any subjects that you found interesting?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I like math and history.
Right.
That's why I like math and history. Those was my favorite two subjects.
I look back at school, and I'm like, damn, I wish I had a better attitude about it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I do too, because like, I was just talking about this with my partner, and I'm like, I ain't gonna lie, like, once you get out that shit, like, you'll miss that shit.
Because
like,
you'll watch a random...
To all the kids, stay in school.
Right.
Like, you gonna miss it. I'm telling you, like, when you leave, and like, you got all your friends done, you be the one to... I was really one of the... Me and my partner T9, we was really one of the first ones to really, like in our generation type shit, we was really the first ones to really, like, drop out and everybody was still in school.
Right. So like, trendsetter.
You feel me? Like, when we dropped out, bitches like, damn, them boys, and like, said, fuck this shit.
Right. Yeah. Well, now that you're popping, you got to encourage the kids to stay in school.
I was just on Space. Like, literally, I was just on Space with a whole bunch of people. We was just talking
Twitter
about
Spaces?
That. Twitter Space.
Got it.
And I was like, there was like something about school, and I was like, I ain't gonna lie, I might go back to school. They was like, why you feel like you can do it now if you couldn't do it before?
Right.
But I was like, shit, I'm in a way better spot financially.
Right.
You feel me? So, well, in my head in school, I'm broke. I'm just coming to school. I'm getting free lunch. That's it. I'm coming to school just fucking with these hoes, not going to class, no none of that. So when I dropped out, I went to getting paper. It's like, okay, I'm back, right?
Right.
So, okay, I got money now. I'm straight. I got enough songs. This is what I told him. I got enough songs to just stop rapping, stop going to the studio. I can just drop music and be in school learning.
Right.
I can do that now. I really can.
That'd be a good gimmick.
I told him, I said, I can do it, but am I going to do it? Probably not.
No, and they're not going to let you go to school anyway.
Yeah, probably not.
You're gonna be a disruption, like just being there.
Nah, I can go get my GED then.
Yeah.
Go to a community college.
A lot of rappers do that at some point, you know,
because
you could have like homework type shit.
I can go to a big school though.
Right.
Probably
go to Harvard.
Harvard, that's, I don't think I'm smart enough for Harvard.
I don't think I am either. I think that almost everybody
you
would
be the smartest kid.
The smartest people in the country go there and fail out of there. Like some of them, you know?
I mean, that shit hard.
Yeah, it's not. I think you got to be gifted. Okay, so wait, what was it like having to sit down for that month and a half? Like, how boring was it? What was the vibe like in there?
Hey, that shit, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Don't ever go to jail. I'm gonna tell everybody that. Don't ever go to jail. Don't put nobody in jail. Don't do none of that. Jail is for no man. Only people that are supposed to be in jail is fucking rats. Mm. They should be the only ones that stay in jail. Really?
What about, like, murderers?
Man, murderers, that's normal. Motherfuckers been murdering.
That's true.
For decades before any of us. Like, caveman was murdering.
Right. But as a society, I think we have to, like, scare potential murderers by showing that if you murder someone, then you'll have to go away for a long time.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Because, you know, some people out here that just, like, I don't know, motherfuckers be doing crazy shit. There's babies out here dying and all type of shit.
Really?
So, like, it is getting crazy out here. Innocent bystanders be getting hit, all type of shit now. So it's like, shit. You don't want to be in this shit for real.
Yeah, because there is like a nationwide crime surge. You feel like you see that where you're from?
Yeah. Our shit don't went up.
Right.
Everybody murder rate don't went up. That shit is bad out here right now. A lot of rappers dying.
Yeah.
Football players, basketball, everybody. Motherfuckers just dying. This shit crazy.
It's crazy. It's like everybody's numb to it.
Everybody numb to it. It is just like getting normal.
Yeah.
It's really getting normal to people.
Yeah, like when Tupac and Biggie died in the 90s, that shit was like, it rocked hip hop.
That shit was epic.
Now rappers die and
it's just
a couple months later, it's totally forgotten about. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, everybody's still gonna say long live them and long live that, but everybody get forgot about.
Yeah, it's tough to make a mark that'll actually last when you're gone.
Yeah, man.
But music is the kind of thing that does that.
Yeah, you're right. Like King Von, he left an impact.
Yep.
He was one of the ones that left an impact. PNB Rock left an impact. Nipsey left an impact. A lot of people, Pop Smoke left a big impact.
Facts.
Like, he put they little shit on the map.
Did you listen to X?
X? Hell yeah, I listened to X. X was like, he was a different type of artist.
Right. Different type of Florida kid.
Like, a lot of motherfuckers like.
You think X, like, appealed to a different type of kid in Florida? Or, like, you know. You're more like a street type rapper, but you listen to him and you understood.
No, he was street though.
True.
He was real street.
Not more street it's than a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of people out here that street. You feel me? But like me, I'm street, but I listen to everything. Like everything. John Legend.
Really.
Bruno Mars, Sam Smith, all that.
Did you like that pop shit?
Yeah.
So you ever work with songwriters? You ever go in the studio like trying to make a hit?
Shout out Darryl Milano. That's my boy. He done did some shit for me. Like,
is that something that you work with your management team on, where they'll be like, "Hey, like we got you some sessions with this dude"? You know,
they just be like, "Am I willing to do it?" You feel me? Like, right. That's all it is. If I'm willing to do it, then we gonna do it. But I fuck with Derek, so it's like I'm with like whenever Derek want to do some shit, we can do it. Mm. You feel me? I know we both gonna eat off this. It's gonna be a banger.
Right. I have a theory. I actually have theories about a lot of rappers, where there's like a lot of popping rappers who I believe that they work with their label to get pre-written songs, and then they sort of do their version of the song, but they basically get like hits, pre-written hits handed to them, and then they change it up 20-30%, make it more of them, and then they move with it. I'm not even going to say names because I don't want to like put anybody in there particular, but I believe that there's a lot of artists who are like very open to that at this point.
It is artists out here open to that. Like, I only did, like, with people that writ the song, I only did two of them. You feel me? Ever. And I was like, both of them was like last year. No, right. One of them was last year, one of them was like 2 years before that. Probably a year before that. I only did two of them, though.
But do you like that style of creation as opposed to just going in and spitting over the beat?
Nah, I don't really like it, but, you feel me, I'll do it, you feel me? Cause I know you feel me. You gotta do shit that you don't usually do. You feel me in this rap shit? Like
it's good to try for
like,
sure.
You
yeah.
feel me? You gotta
Instead
try
being
shit. You know, like everybody say. You feel me? You gotta get out your comfort zone to get where you want to be. You feel me?
I saw that happen to Juice WRLD one time though.
Yeah. Like me personally though, I don't.
He had like a pop star come through to do a song with him. He had like the song pre-written, and it was like kind of fascinating seeing him do something that was already written for him because he had almost never done that before, you know?
Yeah, but me, I don't really like, I wouldn't prefer it, but I'm willing to do it.
Mm.
I prefer like my shit.
Right. Definitely. So wait.
But sometimes you do need those extra ideas.
I feel like I keep trying to say this and then I keep fucking up, but like, or we keep getting sidetracked, but what was that month and a half actually like? Like what was the vibe like in there for you? How crazy was it?
It wasn't crazy at all. That shit was, I was chilling. Like this time I was chilling. Like my first time in county, it was crazy. I was fighting. Like I was really like getting into it with niggas in that bit. But this one, like I was really chilling. Like I ain't have to worry about shit. I was chilling.
Really?
Why? It was just like that shit just be boring. Like you see, you like just around the same niggas every day. Like some niggas just be like they'd be bugged out, like on weird shit. It's weird niggas in all type of shit.
Right. There's like straight tweakers in there just doing wild ass shit.
Not all tweakers. Like some niggas in there, they was my partners from the streets. You feel me? I knew a lot of niggas from the streets, but some niggas they was just like, you feel me? Like you
could screaming tell at the wall,
that dope and shit.
Yeah, they're just like screaming.
Yeah.
Losing their fucking minds. What did you actually pass the time doing while you were in there?
I was watching movies and shit. Got a tablet in that bit. Watch movies and shit.
What are you able to do on the
play
tablet?
Play basketball. You can call people on the tablet. You can
And they let you do that? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you can call it off the tablet, but it's like still the jail phone, you feel me? So like you got still gotta push run, do all that extra shit. It's still recorded and all that shit.
Right.
But you feel me, like you can like lay on your bed and just be on a tablet and shit. You ain't supposed to, but you know, we do what we want.
Wow.
We're in jail anyway.
That's cool. But was it rough for you to go into that environment since you're like used to being on rapper time at this point?
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. When I got in there, this was my whole mindset when I got in there, you feel me? Like when I got in there, I went up to the where they tell you if you got a bond or not, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
Like when I go up there, I'm like, the first thing I'm finna see if I got a bond, you feel me? All right, like I ain't had no bond though, you feel me? Same thing happened the first time I went to the county, I ain't had no bond. So I was like, all right, I'm already knowing what time it is, you feel me? I gotta get in that mode where, you feel me, you in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't on the streets no more, you feel me? You feel me? You gotta do what you gotta do in here, you feel me? So like that was always my mindset when I go in there, you feel me? I'ma do my time, but you feel me? Like if I gotta do what I gotta do, I'ma do what I gotta do. But sometimes when you go in there, like my first time I went in there in a whole different time and like demon time, like.
Right. How'd you avoid fighting this time?
I ain't really avoid it, you feel me? It just like wasn't nobody that I wasn't cool with, you feel me?
Right.
Coming into where I was at, you feel me? Cause it'd be points to where I could have been in the pot with straight niggas that I don't like.
Right.
You feel me? And I would have went in there. It would have just been, that.
So you got that kind of thing? There's like sides in Tampa?
Yeah, it's sides.
Okay.
It's sides. It's, you got, we ain't got like gangs and shit. Well, it is gangs. It's Bloods and Crips and all that. But that's not what we like. You feel me? We not like really based off that. We based off hoods. You feel me? Like
right.
East, North, and we got streets. You feel me? Like, okay, I'm from 43rd. That's the east side, though. I'm from east side of 43rd. You feel me? But like the east is big.
Right.
The east big, but we not all together. So you got the east, the south, the north, the west. The north big, but they not all together.
Right.
The west big and they're together. Some of them not together though. And then the east, like it's like east separated. Like you got different hoods in the east, you feel me? That claim the east, but some of them probably don't mess with each other, but some of them probably do.
Right. But would you say like, you know, because it's weird, like, when there's an event in L.A., like a concert or whatever, that there's a lot of gang-related people who are going to be going to, because there are so many different hoods that there's such a high likelihood that people are going to see each other who don't get along. And that is fucked up. But then also, sometimes I think it's almost kind of useful having these groupings of who gets along and who doesn't get along, because if it was just, like, total mayhem and it was just, like, you know, like it would just be hard to even figure out like who should really be going like, where or whatever. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like that shit is kind of necessary.
I feel like everywhere, like every city, everybody know who beefing and who ain't beefing.
Right.
Everybody know when somebody got something going on. So if you know they got something going on over there and you don't mess with them, why is you going over there?
Right.
But some people don't give a fuck.
And sometimes there's a concert where everybody wants to go.
Everybody just want
to
go.
Yeah, or just a club or whatever it might be.
Y'all know what might happen.
Yeah.
So who fault is that?
But is that your attitude about the nightlife in Tampa and shit? Is that shit is just so likely to...
I don't go everywhere.
Right.
Like, in Tampa, I don't go everywhere. Like, I don't like going out. Like, none of that. I don't go out in Tampa, no, none of that. Like, I might, like, it's certain shit that I might go to, you feel me? But I don't really go too many places, you feel me?
It's interesting. It's like a cultural thing. Because, like, okay, in Texas, it's like all those rappers are just going to the strip club, throwing money, wearing all their jewelry, being out in front of a million motherfucking people every night. That's the culture, like, straight up. And a lot of rappers been killed or shot or whatever as a result of being in those situations. You're leaving up out of there. You fucking stepped on somebody's shoes earlier in the night. Yeah, all of a sudden, they're spraying your fucking car up. You know, it's like... But to me, I look at it like, man, I'm sitting on the couch at night. I'm chilling. Like, if I want to do anything fun, I'm going to have people come to me. Or I'm going to, you know, like, at a certain point, I don't really like putting myself into those situations more than I have to.
Yeah, you could keep yourself out of situation all the time.
Yeah.
Real shit.
Definitely.
I know how to find my way out of a couple situations, just, like, avoid it.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it involving the fact that you're more high profile now and then?
I mean, yeah, it's that, but it's like... You feel me? Like, being a rapper, like, everybody don't know, like, but being a rapper, like, they probably do know, but being a rapper, that shit, like, it come with a lot, like, you feel me? You can go, like, anywhere you go, somebody might know you.
Right.
You feel me? But it's like, you don't know if somebody a fan or on some other type of timing, you feel me? So it's like, we be having to move, like, a different kind of way, you feel me? Like, we be having to make sure, like, I know when people be fans, you feel me? Like, you can just tell, like, some people just give off that, oh, he going to try something. Like,
right.
Like, he look like he'll try something. But then some people are like, man, he probably, like, he look like he a fan. Like,
and that's the weird feeling is when you got three guys in a fucking truck all staring at you, and they look like some hard-ass dudes or whatever.
All the time they fan.
And then all of a sudden they're like,
oh,
I love the podcast. Yeah, and it's like, Jesus Christ, like, I thought you were different types of dudes for a second there.
Yeah. Real shit.
But, okay, do you feel like you're the king of Tampa right now?
Do I feel like I'm the king of Tampa? Most def. I can't lie to you. I feel like nobody fucking with me out of Tampa.
Right.
Like, really, like, with this music shit, like, being an all-around artist, nobody's messing with me.
Mm-hmm. Who's the king of Florida?
Who the king of Florida? You know it's Kodak.
Yeah.
You know it's Kodak. For right now, though.
Right.
I'm on his ass.
Melly, when he gets out, he's going to be back in the conversation.
Yeah.
You fuck with his music?
Yeah, Melly tough.
We can't erase Melly from the conversation, Melly man. Because Melly's music was incredible. His career got cut short. But, I mean, a lot of people seem to think he's coming back. So I'm not going to count him out at all.
Man. I hope he come back, man. That's a lot. That's a sticky situation. You feel me? So I hope he come back.
Yeah, definitely. So, okay, you're in Florida, but you're looking at what's going on in Jacksonville and everything. I'm sure you're seeing all this craziness. And you're seeing also that shit is very good marketing. Obviously, like Young and Ace and all them, they had a big fucking year when the Who I Smoke shit dropped. Does that make you think, like, oh, I want to put more of my personal bullshit in the songs?
Nah, that's so crazy, though. Like, it's so crazy what fuck people like out here, you feel me? Like, people... That's what they love. They love the bullshit.
Yeah.
So, like, two people beeping, they love that shit. Everybody love that shit. Like, people, like, fans, everybody in this world love that shit. That's what excite them. So, when it's two people beefing, like, I feel like that's what make people, like, really blow up like that. Sometimes, sometimes it really make them blow up like that because people really be trying to see what the fuck going on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why is y'all really beefing?
Like, God forbid. But if something happened where you got robbed and there's a video of it,
then,
your name is going to be 100 times bigger
everywhere.
The next day.
Yeah.
Worldwide, they're going to know.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. If you beat the dog shit out of somebody,
same thing. Yeah.
Like they just, people can't look away when it's some bullshit.
You can't. They're going to love it. They love that shit.
But then that's the question is like, okay, you're mixed up in that shit, but how much do you want to put into the music? Or how specific do you want to be?
It's like, that shit risky out here. Cause like, feel me? You got them boys.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like you gotta worry about a lot, You don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't get into shit though, so I don't be worried about what I say.
Right. But it's like, okay, the whole question is, do you want to use your, because a lot of people, a lot of major label artists basically choose to use their platform to rub salt in the wound of shit that happened in the streets. Because they know that that shit
goes up. Sometimes I do that because and it ain't in that I won't be wanting to do it. Sometimes it's like you gotta do it. Sometimes you get to the point where motherfuckers just doing it to you so much. Sometimes you just gotta do it. Like it done been times like that, like where you just like it'll come. You'll get to that breaking point where like you just gotta like gotta say something.
Right.
Then once you say what you say, it's just that. Like motherfuckers love that shit. Shit. They be with the bullshit.
But there's also like an art to basically saying shit that only your ops would understand.
Yeah. That's what really people need it. That's what I do. I ain't gonna lie. I do that. Like anything I say, whoever I'm going through it with, they know. You feel me? Area is not for everybody, you feel me, like, to be in our business, you feel me, and know that we going through it and this is what's going on out here. But them niggas know. When I say it, they know.
I seen you beefing with another rapper or another crew on live or some shit.
Who?
OT something? OTR? I don't know.
Oh, you talking about ODR?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. What was that about?
Man, that shit wasn't about nothing, man. It was some shit that had happened like a couple years ago, a long time ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Me and another artist type shit. We from two different sides, though, you feel me?
Right.
But our sides never really got along, you feel me? But we was on some shit like we was gonna stop it, you feel me? Really. We was on some shit like we ain't care. We was gonna make some shit and we was just gonna y'all. But I ended up getting into it with his homeboy. He, you know what niggas gonna do. They gonna y'all. That's my brother. I'm with my brothers.
Right.
You feel me? Just got in, you feel me? Got heated. But it was like a battle rap, though. Not really. Like, it was like a battle rap, though. That's how it started. It started as a battle rap, but me.
A battle rap, like you guys just sort of dissing each other in the songs a little bit. It was just music.
Though, like, on Instagram, like we freestyling them. We'll write some shit and rap it and then post it.
Right.
Feel me? Whole city was on it. Whole city was fucked up about it. They was loving it. Real deal.
Right. But then how'd that get squashed? Or did you just sort of leave it alone?
Yeah, we just left it alone. But homeboy had a homeboy in jail though. Free him though. I don't wish no jail on no man.
Right.
Ain't nobody in there.
How do you feel, though, when you see the fans, like, making content about it and talking about you and turning it into a little project?
It'd be funny. I'd be laughing at it.
Right.
I ain't gonna lie, I'd be laughing at it because motherfuckers don't really know what be going on. They just be, feel me, assuming and be on the outside looking in, but half what be going on really don't be going on.
Really?
They don't know what's really, really.
You should become a YouTuber. You can fill them in.
I be thinking about it, but I don't know. I don't know.
You think that fucks up your chance of being a rapper?
Nah, yeah. It ain't going to fuck up my chance of being a rapper. It's probably going to fuck up freedom.
Yeah, that too.
That'll be about it. That'd be the only thing that, you feel me, everybody be having to worry about out here for real, you feel me? You got to worry about, you feel me, protecting yourself and dying and shit, but it's really them boys that be trying to, like, police, they be trying to put you under. You
really?
Feel me? Like, away for a long time. You feel me? They were trying to do that to us, but you feel me? It's like, y'all can't do that.
But you think you could just put something in a song that would be so spicy that the cops would just come pick you up or try to make a case out of it?
Probably.
Damn.
They be trying to make shit out of anything. Like, now what's going on? You see how they just Rico in everybody?
Right.
You feel me? Like, they just Rico in all the rappers. They Rico in everybody.
It's definitely something to be concerned about. There's a lot of rappers who used to put more personal beef shit in their lyrics and they had to stop.
Yeah, they did, but at the same time, you don't know what's for real, though. You feel me? It's like, rappers, bro, we rap what we see. You feel me? We rap what we see, what we live, what we hear. We rap whatever. You feel me? Whatever is going on, that's what we going to rap about. So if that's what the people like, then that's what we going to give them. If we just give them what the people like, then why y'all going to feel like we did it? You feel me?
Right. But that's why you don't want to be too specific.
That's why you don't want to be too specific.
Because if you say, I spun the block, it's like, okay, whatever. Like, that could mean anything.
That could mean anything. You don't know if he did that for real. He just saying, like.
But if you say, I spun the block and I killed Lil Rodney.
Yeah, you feel me?
And Lil Rodney's a person who actually died. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out Rodney. There's probably a little Rodney out there who's like, what the fuck? Leave me out of it.
For real, though.
But also, okay, so what, you know, you clearly have aspirations to be more of a big major star, pop star type rapper. You feel like putting the politics in the music kind of takes away your chances with that?
Putting the politics in it?
Or putting too much violence and aggression in the music?
Nah, because right now, like I said, like right now, like that's what they loving. You feel me? Everybody loving that. Like, you know how once there was a time where everybody was just on Rod Wave. Like, everybody was just on Rod Wave. Like, that's all you were here playing.
Right.
Now it's like everybody straight drill. Straight gangster shit, like killing shit. That's all people want to hear right now. Girls and all, they love that shit. Real shit.
Right.
Everybody love that shit. So it's like, we got to get the people what they want at the end of the day, no matter how. Feel me?
Do you notice your fan base being like increasingly white kids though?
Yeah.
Is that a different feeling? Like knowing that the people who are enjoying your shit might be.
I ain't gonna lie, it just show me like, you feel me? I can be molding, just feel me, the hood. I can just be molding just for my city and shit like that.
Right.
It just show me that.
Definitely. What, you got a girlfriend?
Nah.
Not interested? You gotta be free?
Yeah. Something like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
At this point in your career.
It'd be too much shit going on.
You don't think you could benefit from that stability?
No, I can't. It's just, I don't know. I don't know. That shit just, feel me? Everybody young. I'm young right now. I'm 20.
Right.
Shit, I got a long way to go before I just want to really settle down. I could, though, but I don't know if I am.
Could you get yourself a TikToker or something?
A TikToker? A
clout relationship?
A clout relationship?
An R&B singer?
Nah. I don't know. It depends. Like, once you get to really know somebody, that'll really, like, tell it all, you feel me? Like, because, feel me, you could just want one of these, you feel me? Fine rapper girls or fine singing girls, you feel me? And they just be, like, something, what you never expected, you feel me?
Right.
Like in a good way or in a bad way, you feel me?
I mean, it's kind of unlikely that you would be able to find somebody that was on the same wavelength,
but then it's
career-wise.
And then it's like, them girls, like, when they get, you know, they say, like, when niggas get their clout and shit, like, they, like, forget about everybody and, like, get bougie on girls and shit. Some niggas do, but some niggas don't. But it's like, it ain't even that, because niggas, I don't think, like, men, we'll never, like, feel like we too over a female. Not even over. Like, we'll never feel like, oh, how I want to say this.
You're saying that there's a lot of popping ass rappers dating bum ass bitches?
Basically. We'll do that. We will, though. We'll do right, that, yeah. And build our bitch up. We'll
you see it
that.
All the time.
But then we do that and build our bitch up. It'd be like, either way, it's going to fuck us over because we'll do that and build our bitch up and she'll leave us and go be with, you feel me, done got lit off us. With other niggas. Everybody done seen it before. Or they'll just, you feel me, fuck you over. It's just like, they'll fuck you over either way.
You've had your heart broken or what?
Yeah, I had my heart broken before.
Damn. Before the fame?
Before and after.
Damn. These bitches are scandalous, huh?
Yeah. Shit happened. I do my dirt, though. So I won't be tripping.
You broken some hearts as well?
I can't trip.
Right.
Can't trip at all. Shit happened to the best of us.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay, so in terms of what you got coming, what's the game plan look like in terms of just music, everything?
Content. Straight content, dropping music content, just building up soon. Drop that big album on them. Big album.
Big album. Those big plans.
Big plans. I'm going to go crazy. 2023? Yeah.
That's what's up.
Rest of this? 2023? Yeah.
Fire.
Turn.
Most deaf. Let's go. All right. I appreciate you, man.
Yes, I appreciate you, too.
Anybody you want to thank? Anything you want to shout out?
Thank you to all my friends, you know, shout out to the city, you know, shout out to Greenlight, you know, the music group, shout out Brooklyn Johnny, you know, family, you know what's going on, A4 Trey, Baby Squad, staying game, probably shit like 30 ain't gonna be easy for a little D, we thankful, poo. I know how we coming, man.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask, too, was it originally Taliban, and then you changed the spelling because that is a terrorist group?
No. It was Taliban with an I at first, but then I had got into it with some niggas from my city, you feel me? They was like, they was just tripping, like, oh, this ain't, like, you ain't Taliban, some shit. They was saying some crazy shit, like, but trying to beef with me about the name. So I'm really, like, I ain't even really stressing it, but then, like, really, why I ended up changing it was because I had, I'm from the east side.
Uh-huh.
So really, that's why I put an E. So it stands for the east side, but I had it at I first, but I ended up changing it. When I ended up changing it, that was why I changed it. But I wasn't tripping over them niggas. I ain't changed it because them niggas. I was going to change it, but I didn't change it. Then, like, one day I was like, bitch, I'm from the east. I'm finna change this shit. Put it to the E. And if anybody asks me, it's going to be because of that, because I put it, because I'm from the east side. It stands for the east side.
Okay. Street lore.
Yeah.
Trap lore.
Taliban, though, that came from my sister called me that one day. She say she ain't never called me that. But I swear to God, she called me that one day. I had a shirt around my head.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
That's why I had a shirt around my head, because I ain't had no haircut. Anytime I ain't had no haircut, I used to put a shirt over my head.
Mm.
So then.
I think dudes look kind of cool when they don't have their haircut, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of gutter.
I say, I ain't got no haircut right now. I'm thugging. But I've been in that mode. But she found, like, all right, Taliban. One day she said that to me, and I was like, oh, I like that.
There's a music video where Young Dolph is, like, pretending to work normal jobs or whatever. Yeah. And he's pretending that he's, like, a janitor or some shit. And all he did to look like a janitor was he like, didn't get his hair cut for, like, a week. And I thought that was pretty lit. Yeah, that's real.
That's real, though.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Dolph.
Most Dolph.
And shout out to all the janitors. The real janitors.
Turn up, crew.
Appreciate you, man.
Yes, I appreciate you too much.
Taliban Doodah, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, etc. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support.